State lawmakers are trying to figure out how to make benefits like health insurance and retirement funds more accessible to people in the gig economy. They're toying with an idea called portable benefits. 88.5 Simone Alisea explains.
One federal agency puts the estimate of so-called contingent workers at about 40% of the country's workforce. That could include everyone from Uber drivers to freelancers to day laborers. It can be harder for those workers to get benefits since they usually don't come from an employer. That's why some say the state should provide a framework so benefits can follow you from job to job. SEIU Local 775 President David Rolfe is one of the advocates of a system where contributions could be made per transaction or shift.
So that even if you're in this kind of wild west of the gig economy with no standard employer, that you still have access to the basics like workers' comp and unemployment insurance, sick days, vacation time, and things like health and retirement benefits.
The idea has buy-in from some businesses. Uber supports the concept here, for example. And there's a proposal in the state house to make it happen. But it has critics, too. Some say contingent workers already have access to benefits through things like the Affordable Care Act. Others worry about the strain it could put on the state Labor and Industries Department. Simone Alisea, 88.5 News.